Hi, my name is Rosina, and I am 15 years old today, turning 16 soon. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with David Valia, who is my dad. We are recording in San Diego, California.
Could you tell me a little bit about where you were born?
I was born in Newark, New Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey. We lived in the Valesburg section of New York until the riots of 1967, when there were tanks and National Guardsmen running around the town and people were burning and looting. And then we moved to Edison, New Jersey, which was much more rural than living in the city. And then I moved to California after I graduated from graduate school.
Could you tell me about some of your earliest childhood memories?
I remember riding on my dad's shoulders when I was little, thinking I wasn't going to hit the ceiling because he was a very tall man. I remember having to follow my dad around on Saturdays while he did chores and washing the car, and it was cold and the hose was cold. I remember hanging Christmas lights and getting yelled at because they were getting tangled up. I remember my parents giving me lots of presents on Christmas and things like that. I remember my dad yelling at me when I got thrown off the baseball team. I remember my dad, when my grandfather on my mother's side died, he was crying when he had to tell my mom.
So you talked about your dad a lot. How do you think he influenced your life?
He was my role model. He taught me how to treat people. He was a quiet man, but he was a nice guy. He wasn't the most learned man, but he thought that his family was the most important thing in the world, and everything he did was for his family.
Of all of the family members you have, who do you think had the most interesting life, and why?
My Uncle Bert, because he was just a very funny, crazy kind of guy who would do anything for kids. So one time he stole an artillery piece off the wall at the VFW for my brother and I when we were visiting. And then another time we were driving with him and we were going up a big hill, and his wife was telling him to slow down, and he kept telling her, "No, I'm in high gear and I'm not going to stop now," and he went through the stop sign. Or he would like take parking signs, no parking signs, and move them so that he could park where he wanted to, and he would be out. Even though he was in his 60s, he would go out and party all day long on Saturday and come pick me up at school, and I would go with him, and we would go from bar to bar to bar, and every bar we walked into, they all knew him, and I would have a Coke at every one of these places and be going back and forth to the bathroom where he would have a shot and a beer and just be hanging out with his friends. And he was an interesting guy.
That sounds fun. So did you like going to school?
Yes, because I was good at it.
What's your most vivid memory of school?
Graduating from graduate school and shaking Bill Cosby's hand because he was the speaker.
Do you have any memories about your primary school?
You mean grammar school?
Yeah.
I was terrified of the nuns because they were big and they wore big black habits and looked like big giant penguins, and they would yell a lot. So I used to be afraid to do anything wrong, and I was very quiet and shy.
Did you have a teacher or adult at the school that impacted your life while growing up?
My science teacher, Mrs. Reichardt, she was really a nice lady, and she taught science, and she was very supportive of me because I was the best student she had, and she said that, and she encouraged me to do something in science.
Did you have any jobs when you were younger or teenage?
Yes, I worked at a beer distributor. It was a drive-through beer distributor where people would drive their car in and we would get what they wanted. And so people would roll down their windows and tell us what they wanted, and we would go and get it and put it in their trunk. And then we would make deliveries to people's houses and things like that, or parties and picnics. And then we would also have to stock the place by hand. So we worked a lot. We sweated a lot, but it was an interesting, fun job.
What age were you? Was there a requirement?
I started that at 16 after I was allowed to work. I worked all the way through college too, at the same place every summer, and every Christmas I worked there.
out of all the jobs that you've held, is there one that was your favorite?
I liked working in defense because when I was there, it was exciting because Russia was our enemy, and so we could spend whatever we wanted in order to make a cruise missile go further into Russia. So I would spend $10,000 on a gallon of resin to try and make a structure that would allow the missile to be more stealthy and lighter, so we would get further into Russia. So it was really a lot of fun then.
Can you give a brief explanation of what defense is?
It's called weapons of mass destruction that we make to guard ourselves. So I worked on Tomahawk cruise missiles.
Nice. When you were younger, what did you imagine your job to be?
What did I want to be?
Yeah.
I wanted to be an astronaut. In fact, on my 8th birthday, I think it was my 8th birthday, I remember. Anyway, Apollo 8 was launched on my birthday, and I thought that was the best birthday present I ever had.
Are you happy with your job now, or?
It's a job. It's okay. I mean, it's better than some, and I do enjoy it, but there are times when it gets a little stressful, and it's not as fun as it used to be, but it's still fun. I enjoy my staff. That's what motivates me the most. But there are times when the corporate politics gets to be a bit much.
Can you tell me about how you met Mom?
She was a mail order bride. When I worked at General Dynamics, there was a bunch of young engineers that would get together every weekend and play volleyball and things like that. And your mom was a friend of one of the girls who was dating one of the engineers. So she came along, and I met her through them. And I actually helped one of the guy's girlfriends who knew Mom helped her move, and my pay was your mom's phone number.
Okay. Could you tell me about, your marriage and, I don't know, it's, like, your wedding day. Did it, like, go as you planned, or...
Yeah, I got up. I got to play basketball at the gym down the street when one of my high school friends was with me. So we played, then we came running back here, got dressed, and then went to the church. And then all went off pretty well, except for when the dove clawed at me, when they gave me the dove to release afterwards, and it hurt. But other than that, it was fine. And then I got to go swimming, and your mom had to go rearrange the place cards, so... It wasn't a lot of fun for her, but other than that, it was all fine. It was just a very long day. We were both really tired at the end, so everybody else wanted to stay out and go to the nightclub that was at the facility, and we were just like, we're going to bed, we're tired. So, but no, it was a very fun day, and it all worked out great.
Could you tell me about one of your happiest moments together?
Three. Rosina, Dante, and Juliana when they were born.
Anything other than that?
There's lots of fun times we've had together. Our honeymoon was a fun adventure. The number of times when we've traveled together and things like that, even, you know, just things around the house that we've done together that were fun. Nothing stands out like this is the craziest thing besides, like I said, having our kids. Nothing would be more exciting than that.
Thank you so much for your interviewing time. Bye.